Hello and welcome to the Closeted Soul podcast. In this podcast, we dive deep into the spiritual and esoteric side to the world. I was an atheist for most of my life, and in being an atheist, I cut myself off from source and the magical side to the universe. In reconnecting to my soul, spirit, and purpose, I was able to completely transform my life, and now I want to help you do the same. It's now my mission to help you utilize the spiritual world to cultivate self-love, self-trust, and self-understanding in order to then better navigate this physical world around us. So join me on this journey of insane self-discovery and let's learn and grow in both the spiritual and physical world together. Hello to all my fellow weirdos who are just as much obsessed with the spiritual world as I am. Welcome to or welcome back to the Closeted Soul podcast. Thank you so much for joining me in another episode. I'm very excited for this one. I thought that this was such a good chat. I had the pleasure of interviewing Millie. Now, Millie and I dived into the world of self-trust, self-love, and feeling worthy. She is seriously so knowledgeable and she taught me so much in this conversation. So I'm excited for you guys to really listen. I've been saying this a bit, but the month of June has been a big one for many people. For me in particular, I just went on this journey of healing, and healing can be hard sometimes because we're shown, you know, the deepest, darkest parts of ourselves that need to be brought to the surface and healed and transformed. And it's been a journey. It really, really has. But, you know, I am all about transformation and I'm all about growth. And a lot of what I have needed to learn this month is, you know, getting into self-trust and self-love again and feeling worthy within myself. It's crazy because I explained this in the podcast, but starting this journey on the podcast was so empowering for me, and I unlocked a lot of myself that I didn't even know was there. After I took the plunge and I created the podcast, it was like another veil was lifted, and now I am having to address this next layer that I need to heal in order for me to continue to grow and become this version of myself that I want to be. So, you know, the highest version of myself I can be, basically. So, yeah, it's just, I think like so many things just come down to self-love and self-trust and feeling worthy within ourselves. It's seriously going to be a lifelong lesson, but I am so glad that I'm finally learning the lesson, you know, and really, really taking it seriously because I just think it's so, so, so important. So I hope that this also translates, and I hope that you guys also feel the same and want to go on this journey of self-trust and self-love and really, really just nourish that relationship with yourself. So I was lucky enough to have Millie guest feature on the podcast, and she started her spiritual journey about 4 years ago at the age of 20. And then at the age of 24, she was able to quit her 9-to-5 job and really just start feeding this life that she always dreamed of and she always desired. So she was able to do that through joining a affiliate network marketing program, and now she mentors and coaches a team of women who also just want to live a life outside of what the matrix is or what we're told, basically societal norm. Basically. So she definitely goes into all of that in the podcast. So I'm excited for you guys to learn from her and to, yeah, just absorb all of the wisdom she has to share. She seriously is such an old soul. So I'm excited for you guys to hear her speak. As always, please, 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 if you enjoy the episode, don't forget to give it a rate and review on iTunes. It really does mean the world to me, and it really does help the podcast to grow, and I know that you're enjoying it. It's super encouraging to actually hear from you guys, and yeah, just to have extend the chat further, right? Continue having these sorts of conversations. So if you feel called, please connect with us on Instagram. That's where we're most active. And yeah, looking forward to hearing what you guys think of today's episode. Hi, Millie, and welcome to the Closeted Soul Podcast. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Very excited to have you. So before we get into anything, I would love it if you could introduce yourself to the listeners and just explain a little into what it is you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Millie. I am from Denmark, and I work in the online space in the realm of affiliate marketing. And so I work with a company named InMagic and distribute medical grade water ionizers online, which is beautiful. And then in addition to that, I mentor and coach a team of people around the world who are doing the same thing and who are also wanting to just, you know, free themselves from the matrix and sort of live a life according to their values rather than just working towards someone else's dreams for the rest of their lives. So yeah, that is what I do. I guess that is like my biggest passion in life right now. So that's really beautiful.
I love that. I think that's so important. And I love that you help other people do the same thing. How incredible is that? Before we dive into the nitty-gritty, because I really wanted to get into like self-love and self-worth in this podcast, I really wanted that to be the focus because I know that you talk a lot on that as well. And I think that's like a big part of an entrepreneurial, or the entrepreneurial journey, right? When you set out to have a life of your dreams and follow your desires, it all starts with self-love and your internal world. So I did want that to be the focus. But before we get into any of that, I would love to dive deeper into your spiritual journey. I ask all my guests, when did you first come out of the spiritual closet?
Okay. Yeah. So I guess my spiritual journey and awakening sort of started about 4 years ago, kind of randomly, or well, I don't really believe that anything is random, but it started with actually me having anxiety and sort of making my way through that. And all of a sudden, my intuition was making itself known. And I was starting to hear it more clearly, hearing the signs and hearing exactly where it was guiding me to go. And that was really the beginning of it. And then shortly after that, I just started opening my eyes more and more. And I guess I came out of the spiritual closet to the public basically around the same time. I've always sort of used my Instagram account to use that as a space of journaling and almost like a diary and sort of using that as a representation of what I was going through in the moment. So I was actually documenting a lot of the things that I was going through, a lot of the awakenings and the crazy things that were happening to me. But my parents and like my family, they didn't know about this. So they weren't following that Instagram account. So it took me a few more years to actually come out of the spiritual closet with my family and my closest friends. So yeah, that's the story of that.
Wow. We have so many similarities. I think mental health actually brought me to my awakening as well. I was like a full blown atheist prior to having really bad mental health problems. And once I was like suffering with really bad depression and anxiety, lo and behold, triggered a spiritual awakening. So we have similarities there. It's crazy how it kind of, you have to kind of get to like rock bottom and then you actually get your spiritual awakening and it triggers like something in you, but you have to kind of hit that like really low point in your life in order to get there. Sometimes that's what it takes for people to really kind of, yeah, hit that low point and then they get back up.
Yeah, definitely. Like I've heard a lot about people who have faith in God or people who practice spirituality. They are just in general more happy because they put their faith and part of the struggles that they're going through, they just put it in the hands of something else. so they don't have to carry the whole burden by themselves. So I feel like when we go through situations like that, and struggle with mental health or anything of that kind of like anything like that, we definitely seek other things to help us get back into a place of feeling supported, feeling protected, feeling safe. And I think that's when the awakening comes, because even though the awakening can be super scary and big and crazy, it also adds so much support to your life when you believe in a higher power of sorts, whatever that is called to you.
I agree. What's the craziest thing that happened to you during your awakening? I love these stories so much. Because I remember for me, it was like my reality was like warping in and out. And I was like, oh my God.
Honestly, I think like at the beginning, at the very beginning of my awakening, I was actually about to go to Australia when I just started my awakening, I guess. And I have had really bad flight anxiety and just anxiety about crashing in a plane crash, basically. And that kind of thing would wake me up.
I have that.
Yeah. it's hectic and it's real and it's terrifying. And the way that my anxiety kind of works is that I experience the whole event. So in my own mind, I've been in like 1,000 plane crashes, which is kind of hectic. And I would wake up every night with an anxiety attack and just not being able to breathe or anything. It was very, very overwhelming. And then I don't really remember how it came about, but one day I just realized that if I have to stop my anxiety from happening, I have to be okay with dying. I have to be okay with dying, because ultimately what I'm scared about with that plane crashing theory or whatever is death. I was scared of dying. And so in just a couple of days, I'm not really sure how this came about in my mind. I just all of a sudden realized that I don't actually believe in death. I don't actually believe in death. I don't think that death is what the Western culture makes it out to be, this ending of things. I think it's a transformation, and it's really just like this lifetime is really just this, it's like a second in the grand scheme of it all. And I believe that I've been here before. I don't know exactly how, but I definitely believe that I've been here before, because sometimes when I speak with my friends, wisdom just comes out of my mouth and I'm like, where is that coming from? I've never looked into anything like that, and it's just coming out of my mouth. So I know that I have wisdom from previous lifetimes, and having that understanding of, damn, like this isn't all there is, that's helped me heal a lot of my anxiety. And that was probably the craziest thing that happened in my awakening, because I was like talking about that on Instagram and people were like, what is happening with you? So that was kind of fun. But also recently, like when I'm looking around, it's almost like I'm seeing the energy of everything. Like I see how everything that is, that we see as matter and solid, is actually just frequency. Like I really see those frequencies, and that's also kind of interesting to look at and like observe. And I think that's pretty magical that I'm at that state of it now, that I'm starting to see those things. But then also I keep reminding myself, I don't know anything. I know nothing, because this is just the beginning of it, right? The awakening is always, always unfolding.
You've literally just blown my mind. I'm just like, wow, so many like amazing things just came out of your mouth that I just want to unpack right now. First of all, death, like the fact that you just brought up the topic of death. I literally just had that conversation with a friend today. Like we were talking about the concept of dying. My mom works in a nursing home. So she ended up losing someone that she was caring for, and she was really, really sad. And I was reading the Tibetan book of Living and Dying. Have you read that?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God. Well, you,
Sounds like you have. Well, it's so amazing in terms of like, yeah, exactly what you said, how the Western society actually views death as like tragic and an ending and a loss, and the way that you saw it, like a transfer, like that's how they see it, because it's a Buddhist book, right? So they look at it as like a transformation, up leveling, like, you know, just it's so different. And the way that we kind of run away from something that is like the most certain thing in life, like the fact that we are trying to escape something that is the only thing we can ever be certain of in life, just, yeah, it doesn't make sense. So I'm really going on that journey as well.
I think the thought of death now is empowering in some way, because what it means is that I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to be afraid of, you know, the end of this lifetime. I can happily be here and be present in this lifetime. And then when I leave, I know it's time. I know it's time, because if it wasn't time, then I wouldn't be leaving at this time, you know? And I think especially with what's happening right now, it's bringing me a lot of peace in the grand scheme of what's going on in the world today. Because I trust so deeply that if people are leaving at this time, it is for a reason. And it might not be because they want to leave, but it is because their soul or whatever is inside of them is being drawn to be in a different space. And I also believe that the people who stay here and the people who are part of the awakening right now, we came for a reason. So even though it's really hard at times to go through what we're going through today, it's so necessary. And we are here for a reason. Nothing is ever a mistake.
I agree.
Yeah. It also empowers me in the way that I know that, you know, I only have this one lifetime as Millie. I'm only Millie throughout this one lifetime. So Millie has desires. Millie has wishes and dreams and things that she really wants to express. And I have an intuitive pull to express these different things. And I have this unique voice that no one else in the world has. And so while I'm here, I have to carry that through. I have to carry out everything that I'm being called to carry out, because it's all given to me for a reason, because it is supposed to help humanity in some way. And that could be on a really small scheme or on a really big scheme. So that really just depends if you have your impact in like your family. Like you could have an impact on just 3 people and that can go on to create an impact on even more people. Or you can have a really big impact like with this podcast. Like this is about to reach a ton of people who are going to be impacted by your podcast and the people that you interview on this podcast. So yeah, it's very empowering to know that this lifetime is, it's short and it's beautiful, and I have to do the things that I came here to do.
I love that. You're inspiring me so much. Oh my God. I want to know now, what did your self-love and self-acceptance journey look like? Like, how did you get to where you are now, where you just completely love and trust yourself and you just honor that, yeah, you only are Millie for this one lifetime? I love that perspective.
Yeah, so I definitely think that all of us, yeah, I would go as far as to say all of us, we grow up with this completely morphed perception of who we actually are in this world. And like society is, you know, I can say a lot of things about society. I'm not going to go there, but just in the whole way that everything is put together and how we are sort of being taught to doubt ourselves and that we aren't good enough and that we need this thing or that thing or this thing or that thing to feel complete or to feel beautiful or to feel whole or whatever. It is hard to find that self-love and that self-worth in a society that benefits and profits off of you feeling not whole and not enough and not beautiful and not smart and not any of those things. But what I came to realize was that, and what I truly believe, is that we are all source energy. And if I'm source energy, then I'm perfect. If I'm source energy, I am the highest source in the universe, and the highest source in the universe is inside of me. And if that is true, then I am perfect. And if that is true, and if I don't believe that anything is a mistake, then I'm not a mistake either. And all of those things that I'm saying about myself, that I'm not good enough, or that I'm too much, like, how can we both be not good enough, not enough, and also too much at the same time? Those things are completely contradictory, and they cancel each other out. Like, it doesn't make any sense. The thoughts that we're thinking about ourselves and the self-limiting beliefs that we have and that we teach ourselves to have, they just don't make any sense if you actually break it down. So what I came to realize is that what we are is love, and everything else, that is something that we are conditioned to be. What we are when we come here is just love. When we come here as infants, we don't hate ourselves. We are bundles of joy, and we are positive, and we are happy, and we are just love. We're just a big ball of love, and that is it. And so when people react to the way that we behave, and they start adding judgment to us, and they start portraying their own judgment towards us, that's when we learn to judge ourselves. And when we start to learning how to judge ourselves, and we see everyone else that's judging themselves and us as well, that's when all of those limiting beliefs come up. And they take some time, they take some work to unlearn and rewrite, but it's absolutely possible. And what I will say is just keep returning to who you actually are, because you are source energy and you are love, and everything else is just an illusion. It really is. And it's not even yours.
That's right. You're right. It's not yours. It's stuff that you've picked up from society, and those feelings you have towards society, I have them also. A lot of the reason why we do the things we do, like my story, I literally lived a life where I followed societal expectation. Like, I got the degree, I got the boyfriend, I got the house, and I was like, all right, I'm here now. And I'm still really, really unhappy. And it's because my whole life was just based off of societal expectation, not really like what was actually in my heart. And it's a hard journey to go on. So it's so admiring to see you, admirable to see you here on the other side saying, you know, I am love, and that's not real. I would love it if you could dive deeper into some of the ways you actually helped to overcome those limiting beliefs that you were holding on to.
Okay, yeah. So practical steps for that, I would say, first off, you got to meditate. Everyone's always saying meditate, and it's getting old, but honestly, that is the key aspect to how I would say personally you can change your life, because we're always bombarded with external inputs, and especially with social media being such a big part of our lives now in this day and age. I would say that if you're not spending as much time just with yourself as you're doing with everyone else, like, how do you get to know yourself? You know, how do you actually sit with what is my intuition telling me to do? Because it's so easy for us to go to everyone else for opinions and help with making choices and all this stuff, but we know what's best for us inside of ourselves. So if we're not able to hear ourselves, how are we going to make decisions that are the best for us? So meditation, number one thing always. And then I would say,
it's so funny. It's like the one thing we talk about the most on the podcast. And I think the listeners are just going to turn off when they hear meditation as another tip. They're going to be like, ah, shut up.
Exactly.
But it's true. I completely, like, I'm such an advocate.
Exactly. Like, you don't want to hear another person say, just meditate, right? Because it feels ridiculous. It feels like, especially when you're new to it, you're just sitting there in silence or with some sounds on, it's like, what am I even doing here? But the point of it is that even if nothing comes up for you, that's beautiful, that's perfect. Or even if you're not able to quiet your mind, that's beautiful, that's perfect, that's exactly how it's meant to be. The point of it is that you're slowing down into a space of actually being able to hear yourself rather than everyone else around you. And that is so important. Hearing yourself, because most of us don't even take the time to listen.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah.
So the second thing I would say that I've been doing as a practical step for rewiring limiting beliefs, for instance, is I'll write a list of all of the limiting beliefs that I have on a piece of paper. So maybe I have, I'm not enough, or I am wrong, or those are some big ones that have come up for me. And then what I do is I look at that and objectively I ask myself, is that even true? Is that actually true? And when I say to myself, I am wrong, compared to what? You know, like, what am I wrong compared to? Who is the judge of whether or not I'm wrong or not? You know?
Yeah.
No one has the right to judge that because, again, like, we are made exactly as we're supposed to be. And yes, all of us are different. We're meant to be different, guys. We are meant to be different. We're meant to be unique. And fitting in is such a sheep mentality kind of thing. We should be proud of being different. We should be proud of fitting out, not being part of the herd, not being part of exactly what everyone else is doing, but living our own lives true to ourselves. So if I have this piece of paper with the statement, I am wrong, I ask myself, is this actually true? And if it's not, I cross it out with a big fat marker. And then I write on the other side of that paper, I'm exactly as I'm supposed to be. And then when I've done that with all of the things that I've listed, all of the limiting beliefs that come up for me, and I have these new, beautiful, empowering beliefs about myself, those are my mantras. I say them every day, over and over and over again until I believe it.
How often do you think you need to repeat a mantra until it sticks in your head?
Until you believe it. Until you believe it. And I think that some things you need to say more than once. Some things you need to repeat for a long time. And there is nothing wrong with that. You have to think about the fact that I'm 24 years old right now, right? So if I started to work on a limiting belief right now that I've had my entire life, that is 24 years that I have to unpack and unlearn. And understand that what I have been believing for 24 years is wrong, and now I'm choosing a new belief. So it takes a while to actually rewire that, and that's okay. It's not meant to be fast or easy, or it's not meant to be this thing that just happens overnight. You are a work in progress. You're meant to be a work in progress, and we're always transforming and growing and evolving. And that's beautiful. That's exactly how it's meant to be. So just keep repeating it for as long as it takes.
Yeah, it's really correlating with a lot of how my day went today with this conversation, because I actually was talking to a good friend about this, but we were like kind of unpacking our journey. Like, a lot of things have been coming up this week in like the healing realm. And like, you know, for me personally, it's been a lot of self-worth and self-love issues. And I just really got to have like an overall scan and look of my life. I was just like pondering in a meditation and I was like, wow, like, I was riddled with like anxiety and limiting beliefs. And then when I actually took the plunge and I started to trust myself and cultivate a little bit more self-love, it was like, woo, like, you know, that felt good. And it kind of got addictive. But the more you transform and the more you grow, it's like another layer to unpack. And exactly right. Like, we're on this journey for life. Like, this is going to be a never ending thing. It's just about having the right tools to actually then deal with them. And I think that's what the spiritual journey is. It's not easy. It doesn't make it easier or anything like that. It gives you like tangible tools to actually understand what's happening and then being able to work through it. And that's why I love this world so much. And that's why I love having these sorts of conversations, because it really just helps in life, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. And what you said about self-trust is huge, because our self-trust totally ties in with our self-worth and how we feel about ourselves, right? So if you don't have trust in yourself, your self-worth will suffer from that. And I actually had someone reach out to me the other day and ask me, how do you deal with feeling worthy and not feeling wrong when people are judging you openly and they're showing you their judgment? And what came up for me when she asked me that question was, you know, if you have full trust in yourself, no one's judgment can get to you. Because if you fully trust and accept who you are, then it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks of you. What they think of you is none of your business. It shouldn't affect you at all, because that's in their mind, right? Their judgments should only affect them and poison their minds. It shouldn't poison your life. So if you have full trust in yourself and who you are, then you have self-worth. Like, your self-worth is thriving. And you don't need other people's validation, because you trust and believe in who you are. And that person is good enough, and that person is perfect.
This is something I wanted to bring up in today's conversation. I love that you mentioned that, and I love that you brought it up. But this is something I wanted to unpack with you as well, because I have that the same perception. I was a person who was riddled with self-doubt. I had no self-trust. I didn't love myself. I didn't even have a sense of intuition. So I couldn't even rely on myself to make a simple choice in life. And I grew up like that. And in high school, I experienced lots and lots of bullying, like debilitating bullying, to the point where, you know, I was like threatened physically and psychologically, mentally, all of it, right? And it really affected me. So growing up, I really carried this into my adulthood. So when I started to actually attract this in my adult life as well, I just realized, I think it was later on when I obviously had my awakening and I became more conscious to this work, but when I actually started to put out more time for myself and actually practice acts of self-love, because I started off like meditating and doing all those things to really, really help myself. And when I started to do that, that's when my outside world started to change. That's when people stopped treating me, stopped bullying me, basically, all these like women. Sorry, I just looked at the clock and it's 5:55 and it distracted me. I'm all about like signs and synchronicities. So I'm like, ooh, angel number. You're with me? I just feel that's how I feel. I just feel like when I actually did the work on myself, that person particularly that was actually bullying me in my workplace ended up like getting fired and being let off. So that makes me go, okay, like, it's so funny how the universe works. When you really start to change your relationship with your inner world, the outer world begins to change as well. And something that I've actually realized is a lot of like the lives I'm doing on Instagram, because a lot of some of my followers are from my past, right? So it's like people that I went to high school with, and that was always the biggest trigger about me even becoming vocal about anything online and like stepping out of my comfort zone. It was like, what are they going to think? And when I finally got over that and I was like, well, it doesn't really, exactly what you said, it's none of my business what they think of me. It's a reflection on them. And what matters is what I think of me. So I actually have been doing like lives and things like that on there now and my stories. And I can actually see these people that bullied me in high school, just little, you know, having a little sneaky peek at what I'm doing. And they're constantly, they're like the first ones watching my stories, the first ones there in the lives. And I thought that that would really trigger me, because these people like really like took a toll on my mental well-being and how I felt about myself. But It didn't, because my relationship with me is so different now, and I'm so much more confident in myself and what I'm here to do. Like, I know my mission now, exactly what you said. I know what I have to do. So I'm just going to do it. And it's none of my business what these people think of me. So it's just really interesting kind of seeing the difference in, you know, where I was in high school and then even coming out of high school as an adult, struggling with like really bad self-worth issues and then becoming, you know, like really doing the work and on the other side of it all now. And I'm like, wow, I really believe that like bullying, if that's happening to you, it might be a reflection of your inner world. And I know that that might trigger people, because that would have triggered me if I had heard that when I was experiencing the bullying. I would have been like, I'm not doing this to myself. Are you serious? But then that was like, I can admit I was in victim mindset. I was really like, oh, life is just happening to me. Everything sucks. And I truly believe that I was attracting those situations onto myself because it was truly a representation of how I treated myself in my head. What are your opinions on this?
Man, I have so much to say about this. I don't even know where to start. yeah, so I 100% agree. I think that we definitely attract everything that happens in our lives. And when we're in those really heavy situations, it doesn't feel like it's something that we did to ourselves. It doesn't feel like something that we can recognize that I actually created this for myself. But also, it doesn't feel like a lesson yet. It doesn't feel like anything good is going to come from this. But this is your hero story. This is exactly what you had to go through to become the person that you are today. When I was going through my anxiety and I was going through the toughest period of my life, I was also in high school and I was very angry and resentful towards the world. And it came from not loving myself and being so misaligned with who I actually wanted to be and what I wanted to do, and staying in situations that just really were like, they weren't good for me, but I didn't know how to walk away. I wasn't strong enough to walk away yet. When I was going through that, it was the toughest thing I'd ever had to go through. And compared to other people, it's not a lot, but for me, this was massive. But now this is my biggest blessing. It is my biggest blessing that I used to be the angriest person that I've ever known. I was so angry. I was so resentful. And it just came from this absolute misalignment with who I was inside, who I wanted to be, and who I was presenting myself as in the life that I was living. And it's my hero story. I had to go through that to be the person that I am today. So everything that we go through, there's a saying, everything is either a lesson or a blessing. But I believe that everything is a blessing, because the lessons, they help us grow and they help us evolve and they help us become exactly who we're meant to be. And if you hadn't gone through what you went through, you probably wouldn't be able to serve humanity in the way that you are now. It's really powerful when we change the perspective in that way, and we can actually find meaning in why we had to go through the things that we had to go through. And I often find that people who are spiritually awakening while they're young are actually people who've gone through something that really hurt them, like a mental illness or being bullied or anything else, like in abuse or anything like that. People who go through that when they're really young, they awaken earlier, because we have to awaken for it to make sense why we were treated that way and why we attracted those things when we were young.
I couldn't agree more with that. I love that you said it's the hero story, because it is. It really, really is. And I have the exact same perspective as you. And it really is just giving you your power back, not falling victim to that story and thinking, oh, poor me, poor me, poor me, because that's lack mentality. And then you just attract more of that into your life. You stay unhappy, you stay negative. So I completely resonate with everything that you're saying. And that is something that I agree with as well. I think that everything that happens to us is for a reason, and it's a lesson. I actually have had the most horrific things happen to me, and like horrific. And it's been like one after the other, like after the other. And I used to like fall victim to that. And I used to be like, oh my God, my life's the worst. Why am I going through this? Now I look at everything that I've gone through, literally everything, and I think of it as a blessing. I'm like, there's a reason I had to go through that. And a lot of the things that I went through really shaped the woman that I am today. And really exactly what you said, like right now, I can help people who may have been in my position and, you know, experienced bullying or whatnot. I can really help them out of that because I've gone through that myself. So it's so like empowering when you actually change your perspective. But I believe that everything happens to us for a reason. And when you shift your mindset to think like that, nothing is ever an inconvenience or a waste of time even. I think a lot of people can be like, oh, that wasted my time. And I'm like, I don't believe that. I don't believe anything's a coincidence. I think everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's that shift in perspective and allowing ourselves to see how the contrast and all the lessons and all the negative things that actually happen to us or for us, yeah, are actually happening for us. And they are part of making us who we are today. They're so necessary. They're here for a reason. And I truly believe that. Also, I think a lot of us, we can hold on to resentment from those times in our lives and those people who may have treated us in a bad way and that have made us feel really bad. Like, for instance, with bullying in high school, a lot of us can hold on to resentment for that. But I also want to get the point across of forgiveness and how important it is to forgive. And because when you're forgiving, you're not doing it for them, you're doing it for yourself. And in the process of letting it go, in the process of allowing yourself to be free from that and not to let that still have a hold on you now that you've moved past it. But also, I like thinking about how other people would have felt when they put us through what they put us through. Because I know that when I was in high school and I was really angry and I lashed out at other people, that wouldn't have felt nice for the people that I lashed out on. But I know that I was doing that from a place of pain and suffering inside of myself. And so now when other people treat me with disrespect or with anger or when they are judging me, I am very good at looking at that and actually thinking to myself, what are they going through right now for them to be able to behave in that way towards me? Because only hurt people hurt other people. And so in that moment, what we can do to the people who are treating us poorly is offer them love. Because if we offer them love, that is exactly what they need. Because if they are hurting us on purpose, it is because they are so hurt inside, they don't see any other way. Like, they don't understand any other way. So what they need is love. And it can be really hard to love someone who is being very mean and very just like nasty towards you. But I think that's one of those moments where we get to practice unconditional love. And please notice that I'm saying practice unconditional love, because it's something that we're unlearned. We're not learned how to, or we're not taught how to actually live in unconditional love from society, from our parents even. So this is something that we get to practice and something that we get to learn. And especially when we can do that towards someone who has been treating us poorly, that's when it really clicks. That's when we really know that we've been doing the work and we've been doing it good.
No, it's incredible. And I think, yeah, those are the moments where you're like, yeah, I'm working on myself. I applaud you for having that ability, because it's very hard and something that I still struggle with, like actually forgiving people and forgiveness. But that's a massive act of, you know, working on that self-love journey as well. So I think that is really important. So thank you for sharing that with us. I would love to offer just a further perspective on that. Maybe just a resource that listeners can actually go and maybe research some more if this topic is interesting you, because what Millie is talking about is the law of one. I'm not sure if anyone has really heard of it before. Have you heard of it, Millie?
I'm not sure.
It's what you're talking about. It's called the law of one. And if you look it up online, there'll be many things that come on about it. But some people actually go through these like spiritual experiences where it might like happen for like a short period of time or a long period of time, might be a couple of weeks or just a couple of hours, but they actually experience this like spiritual phenomena where they experience oneness with everything. So every being, every person, so everything, you know how you say that you really experience that? They go through it and they experience it like heavily for a short period of time. And in that time, they really just see that nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. They're not even motivated to like do their jobs or anything because they're just like, but it doesn't matter because we are all one. So it's a really cool perspective to unpack and something I'm really trying to look towards. And yeah, it's interesting. So I love that it's everything that you're speaking on, Millie. So you should check it out.
Amazing. Amazing.
A big part of the self-love journey and the self-trust journey is to trust yourself enough to actually go after the life that you want, regardless of what that looks like. I think that looks different for everyone, right? But to actually go after your dreams, the things that light your soul on fire. And that was like the biggest thing for me. It was like a moment in 2020, sorry, where I like sat there and I invested in this course. It was like the most money I've ever spent in a course. And I was like, I am doing this for myself, and I'm going to invest this money to show myself that I am worthy of this, that I can achieve my goals and my desires. And I did that thing, right? So I put that money in there, and it was like this act of like, you know, you are worth me spending this much into you. I trust you. I know that you're going to get your value out of it, right? That your money's value. I'm not speaking English, but that's fine. So I would love, and I know that that's what you help lots of people with. You help them actually, you know, break out of the 9-to-5 matrix. 9-to-5 is fine if that's what you want to do. Like if you're truly passionate about it, and there's so many people that are about their 9-to-5 jobs, it's fine. But there are people out there that don't want to do that things that way. And it has become a societal norm to do the 9-to-5. So that's why we speak on this topic a lot. But I would love if you could talk, maybe give us a little bit, give us some tips about how people can really learn to trust into themselves and fully give into their passions and their soul's desires.
Yeah. Okay. This is such a good topic. I love talking about this. And yeah, like you said, of course, a 9-to-5 is absolutely perfect if you are excited about it, if it lights your soul on fire, and if you are happy to go to work every day, stay exactly where you are. That's perfect. But like you said before, at the very beginning of this podcast, of the path that you were on with, you know, the job, the boyfriend, the house, it just was not actually making you happy. And I think that a lot of people go through life that way. And we think that it's the only way, because we're not being taught anything else, really, when we go to school and everything. We're just being taught basically the conveyor belt style of going through life and the step-by-step process. And it looks the same to everyone when we're being taught how it works. It is the education, it's the house, it's the husband or wife or whatever. It is the children, and it is the job, and that's it. And then it's the retirement when you're 60, 70 years old. I don't even know how old you have to be to retire at this point, but that just does not fit in.
You're making me laugh because I literally used to do that in my head. Prior to my awakening, I used to sit there and like map out my entire life and think about like the trajectory of my life. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God, it used to give me anxiety thinking about it. It used to make me feel like small and trapped. And I literally used to sit there and be like, what is the fucking point? What is the point of doing this? What is the point of going on? I don't understand.
Yes, I had a girlfriend who, or a friend of mine, who would say that her life would end when she was 24 years old, because she knew that all of her good years was before 24, because she actually didn't want to do all the things that came after 24 in her mind, which was the job, and it was the kids, and it was the husband, and it was the house. She didn't want that. So she used to say that her life would end at 24. Now she's 25, I believe, and I think she's doing good, but she's found her own way as well and is not buying into the life that she was supposed to live by society's trajectory. I think it's just really important to shine some light onto the fact that we actually have a choice. And that's the part that goes missing sometimes. We don't think we have a choice. We don't actually think we have a choice. Maybe we have a choice of which education should I choose, but I'm definitely choosing an education because that's something I have to do, right? Maybe we have a choice between these three different jobs when we get out of our school, and but we definitely don't have the choice of going into business for ourselves, right? We don't have the full picture because we're only being taught a certain picture from society and from the way that we're brought up. And I honestly just think that, you know, it's a broken system. That's what it is. What I'm passionate about is showing people that you have a choice. And so if you want to do something and it's not what you're doing right now, it will never, ever, ever be easy. Hear that. Hear me say that. It will never, ever, ever be easy for you to make the choice to walk away from the life that other people have prescribed you. But it will be necessary if you want to be happy, if you want to create a life of fulfillment and happiness and purpose according to your soul and your heart. Because as I said before, you came here for a reason. And we are all unique beings, and we don't all fit into the 9-to-5 world. And if you feel like you don't fit into that, you don't fit into that. You don't have to go and consult your partner or your parents or your friends or anyone else to ask them for permission to leave your job and do something else. You have to ask yourself for permission. And yourself will tell you, do what will make you happy. Do what will light your soul on fire and get you excited when you wake up in the morning and you get to go to work.
What a powerful perspective. Thank you for sharing that. I completely agree. And it's true. It's not easy. It's not easy to make that shift. It really, really isn't. But it is necessary if you want to be happy. It's so interesting. I was actually having this conversation with someone the other day, but she was like kind of choosing to stay in discomfort and unhappiness because it was going to please everyone around her. Like she really wanted to make this career shift and she knew that she wanted to, but she would rather kind of put herself through agony because it was agonizing, honestly, for her to go to work and school and do something that she just doesn't love, that just doesn't light her up. But she would rather stay in that than to actually be different and be the odd one out and to do the thing that might not work, right? Do the thing that not everyone else is doing. So it was just, it was interesting to kind of have that conversation with her. And I guess that was also me once upon a time. And it's a hard mentality to get out of, but when you do, oh my God, it is the most empowering thing. And then you feel like you can do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And everyone starts from zero, basically. Everyone starts from not knowing how to make the shift, not knowing which step to take first, not knowing exactly how it's going to work out or exactly what I'm going to do to make it work out. But if you have the vision, then you have the blueprint. The blueprint will come as soon as you take that leap. I fully trust that when you take that leap, the universe will just throw out the net and catch you, because you are meant to do the things that you came here to do. And that is your intuitive pull, pulling you towards that. Those are your gifts that you've been given from the universe, from God, whatever you want to call that, but you're here for a reason, right? And I think also not everyone is going to understand your vision. At the beginning of me starting my business in affiliate network marketing, let me just say, I'm the only one in my group of friends, in my family, in my surrounding at all, because I live in Denmark. It is not a very common thing to work in network marketing in Denmark. So I was a first. I was the black sheep. I was the person who did the thing that no one else did. And it was weird. It looked weird to everyone else. Not everyone understood the vision. But that's okay, because God gave me the vision, not everyone else. So I have to follow that.
So powerful. How did you come to trusting the universe so like wholly, and you just don't even question it, which I love. I think it's not something that everyone can do. It's something that many people actually struggle with, like trusting the unknown, trusting that it's just going to come to you.
You know, I trust that everything will work out. I have this mantra that I got from a girl that I follow on Instagram, which is everything is always working out, best case scenario. So even when things are happening that I don't like, I really don't like when these things happen, I have to trust that it's the best case scenario, because that is probably the contrast that I need right now to go and grow into the person that I need to become. So I trust that everything is always working out best case scenario, even when it's happening in a way that I didn't expect or in a way that I didn't actually want. I do trust that. And the reason for that is I know that even if everything goes to shit, am I allowed to say shit on your podcast?
Oh, yeah.
even if everything goes to shit, I am so strong and I am so capable and I will find a way. So in me quitting my job, okay, I started my affiliate network marketing business, or started working with this in the beginning of 2020, January 2020. And within 10 months, I was able to quit my 9-to-5 that I was working next to building this business. And so I knew when I quit my job, because that was a bit of a risk for me. At that time, yes, I had a business, but I also had a steady income, right? I also had my paycheck from the job that I was working that I knew was coming every fortnight, and that was beautiful. However, I knew that the next step for me and the next level of Millie's life would be to quit her job and try to go all in on this business. And so I did that because I knew that the worst case scenario is that, okay, I move in with my parents, you know, I have to take a job that I don't like. I have to do a few things that I don't like for a while to make some money again and get back on my feet. But I was already working a job that I didn't like. I was already living the worst case scenario. Holy smokes. When I realized that my worst case scenario in my mind was actually a reality that I was already living, I had to take the leap. I had to go for it, because the worst thing that was going to happen for me quitting my job and going all in is that maybe it doesn't work out as fast as I want it to. I know it's going to work out. Of course it's going to work out. If I keep going for it, it will work out. Nothing ever doesn't work out if you keep going. So I had to just stay persistent and keep showing up. And then if I was needing money in the meantime, you know what? We can get a part-time job. We can figure it out. We can be resourceful, because we are resourceful human beings. We are capable of making things work out for us. So even if I don't trust the universe, and that the universe will provide for me, I can trust myself to, quote unquote, man up. I hope that doesn't offend anyone, but man up and get the work done and show up for my life so that I can survive and thrive.
So powerful. I love that. That's such a good perspective. I think the similar thing happened to me. I was like pondering my life and I'm like, you know what? I am so miserable and I'm just going to continue to be miserable unless I just do the bloody thing that I'm so terrified to do. All the things that, like, I was so scared to put myself out there with this podcast, going on Instagram, the whole thing, right? And I was like, but if I stay where I am, I'm just going to live such a miserable life, and I'm always going to live in regret for not doing the thing that I really wanted to do, for not even giving it a go. I knew that I actually wanted to do YouTube since I was 15, and that was when it first started. And I had the vision. I was like, I want to do this, but no one was making money off of it yet. No one was making money. And then as time went on, lo and behold, it became this like big thing. And I would look at it and I'd be like, oh my God, you idiot. I'm like, what the hell, Shirley? I'm like, you could have done it if you just trusted yourself enough, if you believed in yourself enough, you could have, like, you know, gotten in there first. But I don't think like that anymore, but that's how I used to think. And I used to look at that situation. And then when I looked at this new thing that I had, this new passion, this new desire, I was like, am I going to let the same thing that happened with YouTube happen with this? And I was like, not going to happen.
Honestly, we're never going to feel 100% ready to go after the things that we want. The key to being successful and to actually creating that success for ourselves is to do the things before we're ready to do them, and to learn by showing up. Because you're not going to learn all the things you need to learn from reading a book or from watching YouTube tutorials on how to do the things. You have to show up. You have to press record on recording your first podcast. You have to post your first post on Instagram when you're wanting to build an Instagram account. Like, you need to do the thing. Otherwise, it won't happen. You are the only one that can do the things. So we have to be okay with starting messy, taking messy action, and figuring things out as we go. We have to be okay with that, because otherwise we're not going to create that life that we want to live. Also, I think it's really, 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 really important to actually ask yourself, what am I giving up? If I choose to stay in this 9-to-5 that I don't like, or choose to stay in this lifestyle that I don't like, or maybe it's with a partner that doesn't treat you well, or maybe it's in a town where everyone's just mean to you. I don't know. Whatever your situation that feels really shitty is, if I choose to stay, what's that going to cost me? How is that going to affect the life that I get to live? Because yes, we might be here more than once, but you're only here one time in this body and in this lifetime. So you get to create the most spectacular, beautiful life that you could possibly dream of, but you have to take the step to do that. And you have to ask yourself, what is weighing heavier on me? The risk of trying and fulfilling my dreams and actually going for it and seeing what happens, and maybe everything works out exactly as I want it to be and I get to live the life that I've always dreamed of? Or is it staying where I am right now? What happens if in 40 years I'm still exactly where I am right now?
That thought terrified, that's not a word. That thought terrified me when I really asked myself that question. It really, really did. I was like, that can't be my life. That's not going to be my story. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like, Millie, when you were a kid, did you always have this feeling within you? And I feel like a lot of light workers had this, but did you always feel like you were here for something more? That you were here for a purpose?
I always knew that I didn't fit in. And whenever I tried to fit in, it would just make me feel miserable somehow. Like, I always felt like I didn't realize what it was at the time, but I understand now that it was dimming my light. Every time I tried to fit in, I was trying to be someone that I'm not. And who I'm not is not as bright as who I get to be now when I show up in my fullest authenticity and as myself. And we all have that light inside of us, right? So when we choose to share that with the world, oh my goodness, the world becomes such a bright place to be. And that is what we're here to do. So I think even the people who don't resonate with being light workers, when you start showing up in your authenticity, and when you start showing up for a life that is true to you, your mood, your energy, your frequency, everything about you will change. And that will affect the whole entire world in a positive way, because those ripples will spread to your family and your friends and everyone who gets to meet you. And then it's going to spread towards everyone that they get to meet, and it just spreads out throughout the whole entire universe. We feel so small and insignificant, and we feel like I can't make a difference. But every single day, when you smile to a stranger, or when you show some gratitude for your parents or whoever it is in your life that you can give a little bit of light, you are making an impact on this world.
I love that. I think it's so important. I love that perspective, that every little thing that you're doing, even if it's just a smile to a stranger, is making an impact and making somebody's day. It actually made me think of a situation where somebody did that to me on a really bad day of mine, and it actually made me smile like on my whole trip home. And I was just thinking about it. I'm like, why don't people do that to each other? Why don't people look up and just, you know, offer a nice smile and walk away? Like, that's as simple as it needs to be, and it can be enough to change somebody's day. I was that person that whoever gave me that smile that day really made my day, and I was like so miserable. So they really like turned my day around. So I love that you said that. I really, really did. Thank you so much for sharing all of that. You are such a positive person, and your perspective is beautiful. I loved listening to you speak. My mind was just blowing every single time. I'm like, what? I loved hearing you speak on all of that, and I learned so much. I really want to cultivate more self-love and more forgiveness in my life. This month of June, I've made the commitment to myself, and you really have inspired me in so many ways. And I know that you're going to inspire the listeners as well. So if people wanted to find you, maybe they wanted to connect with you on a more intimate platform or work with you, where could they do that?
So the easiest place to find me is on my Instagram account. That's where I'm the most active, and that's at manifesting.millie. So Millie is spelled M-I-L-L-I-E. So at manifesting.millie. And you can just send me a DM. I'm happy to connect with you. So definitely go do that.
How great. Thank you so much again. It was a pleasure talking to you today. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, because it's daytime where you are.
Thank you so much for having me. This was such a good time. So thank you so much.
It was a pleasure. If you enjoyed today's episode and you feel inspired to rate and review the podcast in iTunes, it would mean the world to me. Also, if you are wanting to connect with me on a more intimate platform, you can find me on Instagram at Closeted Soul. I would love to hear from you. Finally, you can learn a little bit more about me and this space just by visiting my website at www.closetedsoul.com.